Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 11th of April, and this is the 230th One Thing Today micro podcast. Firstly, many apologies if you're a regular listener to these podcasts. Many apologies that I haven't recorded the podcast on Monday and Tuesday this week. I've not been feeling very well over the Easter weekend and just haven't felt up to it. So I'm very sorry about that. And secondly, thank you very, very much for everyone who's written and tweeted to check up to see if I'm okay and saying that they're missing the podcasts. It's really good to know that that people are listening to the podcast, but also missing them when they're not there. So thank you very, very much. And also, it's very, very cheering just to hear from people. Not been feeling very well at all, and really nice to kind of get some emails and tweets just say that that you hope I'm okay. So thank you very much indeed. If you're a regular listener to these podcasts, you'll know that the aim of them is for me to is to pick one thing each day that I'm going to do to move my creative life on a little. Today, that one thing is simply going to be the podcast, and I'm really pleased that I've done that. Usually, I try and record the podcast and pick one other thing, but today it's just, as I say, going to be the podcast. Often, when I'm not feeling well, I find it quite difficult to kind of stop, and I have kind of this voice on my shoulder telling me I need to keep pushing myself and working. And whilst I'm lucky enough not to have a boss or anyone else to tell me what to do, I set my own agenda. That voice is always quite difficult to ignore. But over the last few days, I felt so rotten that the voice even gave up. So it was actually quite easy to stop doing things over the last couple of days. And yes, I think that's a good thing. I don't know. But today I do want to get back, dip my toe into the water a little bit and just get a little bit done. So recording the podcast first thing, I hope will make the day go a little more smoothly, and I kind of feel like I've accomplished something today. So I hope wherever you are that you too can accomplish one small thing today that that kind of makes the day feel like something's happened in it, like something's been accomplished, and that small thing moves your creative life on just a little bit. But of course, if you really can't, if you're not well and you can't do stuff, or perhaps there are other pressures in your life that make it impossible today to do something, that's okay. That you need to take a day when you can't do your creative thing, and trust that a better day will be along soon. And usually, always in fact, a better day does seem to pop up before too much longer. And as I was saying last week in the podcasts, usually when you're kind to yourself and give yourself the space you need, that day pops up even sooner. I'm hoping that's going to be the case this week. But for today, for me, it's going to be a day in bed, drinking plenty of tea, reading a book, and just letting the day unfold in front of me. And it does feel rather good to know that I've made the podcast. If you're a regular listener to these podcasts, I shall be back tomorrow. If you're not a regular listener, if you're not a member of Sustainably Creative, and you would like these podcasts every day in your inbox, and usually they are every weekday, not this week, it hasn't been, but hopefully back to that routine again. Then if you'd like these podcasts, if you go to www.sustainablycreative.com/members, you can find out how to become a member, what else you get, as well as these daily podcasts. So have a lovely day, and as I say, I hope to be back tomorrow with a little bit more. If I'm still feeling too rotten to do that, I'm sure I'll be back very soon. Right, off to finish my tea. Thank you very much for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.